Now, back to March 25th, 1976.
I am asking the Congress to appropriate $135 million prior to their April recess for the production of sufficient vaccine to inoculate every man, woman, and child in the United States.
That is President Gerald Ford speaking 33 years ago. Richard Wenzel diagnosed some of the earliest swine flu cases of that outbreak in 1976. He's an epidemiologist who now chairs Virginia Commonwealth University's Department of Internal Medicine. He is now in Richmond, Virginia. Dr. Wenzel, what happened in 1976?
Well, there was a large cluster of infections at Fort Dix, a military training facility in New Jersey. Specifically, 230 soldiers became ill, 13 developed severe respiratory distress, and one soldier died. Then a number of people who were involved in health policy advised then-President Ford to advocate for a strong national program of swine flu vaccination.
This was kind of a preemptive strike against the spread of the flu.
Immediately after the outbreak, I mean, President Ford, who was a very credible voice, then advocated for widespread vaccine and authorized the funding for that. Two things really happened that were unexpected. The swine flu epidemic never materialized, and the vaccine unexpectedly caused a sevenfold increase in neurologic side effects, leading to weakness and paralysis, the Guillain-Barré syndrome. There were more deaths to the vaccine than, obviously, to the epidemic, which never materialized.
What are the lessons that you believe that we can learn from what happened in 1976? Obviously, things were quite different than more than 30 years ago. Airline travel was more of a luxury. I wonder if that helped contain the disease and what else you can extract from your experience then.
I think the biggest lesson is that there were a number of decision points that were bypassed in 1976. So if you think that we need to get prepared for a potential pandemic, first, you develop a vaccine. The next step would be, do we need to test it for safety? The third step would be develop some vaccine to begin to have it available. The fourth step would be to have a major development of a vaccine for widespread use in the population in a country. And then the fifth step, importantly, would be now we drop the flag and deploy it. And we went from a threat and a localized cluster of infections and a single death to deployment without any of those other intervening pauses and decision nodes.
And how about in terms of the White House response back in 76 compared to now? Was the U.S. as open about potential pandemics such as this?
Well, I think in general there was a lot more acceptance of authority in 1976. And credible figure in Gerald Ford. I think today in the sort of postmodern social era, there's a lot more skepticism, a lot more individual decision-making, and a lot less acceptance of authoritative statements.
I wonder if that, we're hearing about Cuba today canceling some of the flights from Mexico. There's a lot of air traffic that goes between the two countries. I wonder if the more authoritarian the government in a particular country, the better and quicker the reaction.
Well, there is something to be said of that. Back to SARS, just a few years ago, Singapore had a rapid and rigid response to the outbreak. And, of course, they put people very quickly in airports with sensors. Anyone had a fever, wasn't traveling, you could be arrested if there were certain breaches. So there is some advantages in authoritarian governments.
All right. Thank you for your help. Dr. Richard Wenzel is the chairman of Virginia Commonwealth University's Department of Internal Medicine. He diagnosed some of the earliest swine flu cases during the 1976 outbreak. By the way, Dr. Wenzel, how did you stay safe?
Believe it or not, I received the vaccine, of course, like every other American, more or less, at that time.
So, how'd you do with it?
I fortunately did fine. Glad to say.
All right. Thank you again, Dr. Wenzel. Very nice to have you on.
A pleasure.